Well, good evening. It is now 8:33. It is Wednesday evening. Oh, wow. I'm so excited. I have something just for you today. I've been cooking it up. I've been cooking all day thinking, what can I feed you, my people, here on my podcast, listening at Anchor FM. I am doing a podcast. How about it? Well, I'm back today. I am Panther Bear. Yes, Panther Bear. I will be reading some scriptures to you today. Yes, I will. I will be coming from John, the book of John, the 10th chapter. It says, "Very verily I say unto you, he that entereth not the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Well, how about that? He's talking about taking care of the sheep, being the shepherd. That when he has taken care of the sheep for such a time, the sheep, they hear him and they follow his voice. And if they do not know that stranger, they will flee from that stranger. So he puts a parable together here so that we can understand that when he enters in the door, he is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the porter opens and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. We are his sheep. And when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. This parable spake Jesus to them. They understood not what things they was which he spake unto them. They couldn't understand it. They did not, I repeat, they did not have the spiritual understanding. No, they didn't. So he began to say on, and these letters are in red, which represents words that Jesus spoke, yes, here in the Bible, the Holy Bible. It means set aside. It means, oh, hallelujah, the Holy One. He says, then Jesus said unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Yes, find pasture. "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have life abundantly." Well, we thank God for the reading of the word today. He says, "I'm the good shepherd." The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not his, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my voice, and I know of mine." Yes. Just like when you have friends and you look for friends to have your back, and something happens and the friends runs away and you are left with all the blame to take. But God does not do us like that. Our God, our Heavenly Father, he knows his children. We are his sheep. He says, we are his sheep. His sheep hears his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We are to hear God's voice, and a stranger will not to follow. And what have these other guys done in giving their life for you that you cause you want to serve them? What did they give? When something happened, they leave and they flee. But God gave his life. He didn't leave us. He don't leave you. And that's what's so awesome about it. He don't leave you. I had to think there for a minute. He said, "I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I know and I known of mine, and the Father know me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. That saw a sheep called Nanane. He laid his life down. We thank you, Father God. We praise you, Father God. We magnify you for you being the good shepherd. The word of God says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And if I could sing a little bit of that song tonight, I would sing, my sheep hear my voice. They come running to me. They come running to me. And you say, I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me? My sheep, they hear my voice, and they come running to me. They come running to me. And you say, I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me? I don't understand. Someone that give his life for you, you could leave and turn and run from him. He says that he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. So they leave. They run away. But God said, I never leave or forsaken you, my children. So today here on the podcast, here at Anchor FM, I am Pastor Bear, giving you a message, giving you a little something to snack on tonight, a little snack, something to fulfill that appetite, something that can quench that thirst tonight, the word of God. I'm bringing it to you tonight. I hope you enjoy. Eat up, enjoy. He says, for a sheep, know his voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. So do not follow strangers. Know his voice tonight. I want to say thank you for my podcast listeners. Here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. Yes. Here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2, where you can even also come in and become a podcaster yourself. You can download the app and get the tools, and you can start making money, and you can enjoy and have fun doing it, and you can get the world in your corner, and you can just have fun. So come on and come listening in and enjoy the podcast here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen, the number 2. Thank you, all you listeners. This is Panther Bear, over and out tonight, over and out. Enjoy.